Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, amen. It's nice to see you all again. So as I mentioned last time, I was asked to give a short sermon in this liturgy. Today, as we were reading the gospel, I noticed something that reminded me myself of a very important commandment and a very important teaching that our Christ taught us and is asking us to do. What did Jesus say the first commandment is? What is the first commandment? Whether you read the Old Testament or New Testament, is the same one. What is the first commandment? Hi, Matthew. Is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Again, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So, when we love, what does it mean to love God? Right? We don't see Him. At least with this eye, right? With this physical eye, we don't see Him, right? Mushkila? Right? We don't see Him. But what does it mean to love God then? It is actually expected that we don't see Him. Because He said we won't see Him. When He came, and before He ascended, He said, "You will see me no more." So there's no surprise there. Right? There's no surprise there. But I will send you the Holy Spirit. Right? He sends us the Holy Spirit. Where is the Holy Spirit working? In the church. In us. Right? We are the members of the church, the members of the body of the church. And this Holy Spirit, like you said, is in us, working in us. To love God, right, is to desire what He wants. Right? If you love someone, you would want to give them what they want more than what you want, right? If you love someone, you would go out of your own way to give them what they desire, right? So what does God desire in order for me to express love for Him? What does God want? Many times we ask, what is the will of God? Yes, you had someone had an answer. Yes. Yes. Joy? He definitely wants joy. But what does He want from me? He wants anything from me? If you go maybe later with your parents, read John chapter 17. Okay? Yes. Yes, He does. He wants us to love Him. But when we come to love Him, right, we want to give Him His will. Right? What is His will? His will is to unite with me. That's His will. If you read in John chapter 17, He said, so that they may be one, just as I and the Father are one. Right? And in the Psalms we say, Son, give me your heart, and let your eyes see my ways. Right? In the Psalms. Right? Give me your heart, which is again what loving Him. So to love Him is to give myself to Him. That's what loving God means, is to give myself to Him. How hard is that? Extremely hard, right? What does this mean to give? So that means anything I want does not matter, and then now everything God wants matters. How hard is that? It's very hard, right? Very difficult to do, right? So I have to do it gradually, right? What does it mean gradually? It means I have to have a spiritual guide, right, that helps me growing more and more into loving God and loving others. One of the most difficult things in this world today is that everyone thinks only of themselves. So I want you to remember this, if you forget everything else I said today. there is two directions we can take in our life. Either towards God and our neighbor, or towards ourselves. Those are the two directions. Those are the two. Right? We rarely take the route where we go worship the devil, God forbid. Right? But through the deception of the devil, I might worship myself without knowing. I might think of myself only. When I put the other before me, this is when I show that I love God. Right? This is one of the ways that I show that I love God. Right? What I think of is I think about Him. I contemplate about Him. And this is also what repentance means. Does anyone know the word repentance, where it came from? The word repentance. What's the original word of the word repentance? Does anyone know? Not really. Okay. Have you heard of this word metanoia? Metanoia, right? Metanoia is the what? What is metanoia? What is a metanoia? Prostration, right? Like when we bow. So, but the word means what? A changing of direction. Metanoia means a changing of direction. That's where the word repentance comes from. If we pray at the end, the concluding hymn, we say, right? Yes, at the end, we say, metanoia koni evul, right? Look at the English translation. It'll say, lo the repentance, forgive me. So this metanoia means repentance. So repentance is a changing of direction from me towards God. So the more I love God, the more sins will leave my life. Right? Obviously, the more I love Him, the more sins leave my life. So I want you to remember this today. The first commandment, and the most important one, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart. That is our goal, is to love God and to love our neighbors, right? And our brothers and sisters and our friends and everyone, right? And even our enemies. But to love is to give yourself. And when we give ourselves, this is what repentance is. Repentance is giving of ourselves and going towards God. Okay? So, I want you to start realizing, or observing, I should say. Start observing daily the things that you do that may be actually not towards the other. It's always towards yourself. Always towards yourself. I want you to notice those. Right? And then go to your father of confession and talk to him about these. Talk to him about, like, these things in my life, I feel I'm a bit selfish. These other things, it's fine. But these few areas, I feel it's a little bit selfish. How can I grow to love my parents more, my siblings more, my friends more? How can I grow to love God more? Right? Okay? Sounds good? Glory be to God.
In Sophia, the proskomen, Kiriadison, Chin Om with me. Truly, we believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the